Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Felicia. How may I help you?
Hi, Felicia. Yesterday afternoon, it was at 4:04. I took a screenshot of it. And I had a conversation with one of your employees. I wrote her name down, but I do not have it in front of me. In regards to what I read on my email, said that I was going to be charged $4.95 for shipping or something, but was charged $39 and something cents for entering some sort of contest. So she said she canceled out my account with some food place that I had no knowledge of. It was very misleading, the email. So now you guys did it again to me. You charged my account $39.85, overdrew it again by and with an overdraft fee of $20. And why is my account being charged again today when she said she canceled it out yesterday?
I will have to get your account pulled up in front of me. What is your zip code?
She gave me a cancellation confirmation.
What is your zip code?
95370.
Your first and last name?
Brenda Cruz, C-R-U-Z.
Your address?
311 Fairview Lane, number 23.
I do see that there was a, yes, so you, it looks like you had a meal plan. And it looks
no,
like
I didn't
she,
have a meal plan. Okay, go on.
I'm just explaining to you, ma'am. You're calling in, so I'm looking at your account, so I'm telling you what I'm seeing. Then I hear what you're
okay,
saying, but I'm just letting you know what I see in front of me.
Okay, you want to tell me what you see, and then I'll tell you what's really going on.
So there is a meal plan that she canceled out for you. That refund will be credited back to your card within approximately 5 to 7 business days, and that's not including weekends or holidays. And yesterday, keep in mind, was a holiday.
Okay, I'm not disputing that the money wasn't put back. What I'm disputing is the fact that you guys charged it again today of $39.85 or whatever the amount was. I could look it up on the screenshot after she said she canceled it out.
Okay, I don't show that there was a second charge bill, Ms. Cruz, so what I would suggest is contact your bank and let them know if you have a double charge there. They can call in with you on a three-way conference call, and we'll be more than happy to take care of it for you. But on my end, is only showing that one charge that has already been canceled and is being refunded for you. So if you see a second charge, just call back so that your bank can confirm it.
Of course. And forgive my tone, but this just irritates the hell out of me. Okay, now, what company exactly am I calling?
We are a call center, and we handle the billing for over 400 different companies.
So what
company? Did you initially sign up for, like, a fitness watch after you completed the survey?
I'm sorry? What?
Did you initially sign up for, like, a fitness watch?
No, I didn't. I didn't sign up for anything. That's what I did. She said it was some sort of food company when I phoned yesterday. I want to know what the company is because I'm going to report them. And if you could tell me what company charged my card yesterday, that would be great.
Yes, ma'am. It's for a meal plan. Like I said, we are a call center. And we have been doing over 400 different companies. So your bank should be able to look on their end and tell you the information for the companies that's charging you. But we will definitely get that charge credited back to your card, and which you'll see within 5 to 7 business days.
And for the amount of
$39.85.
Yeah, but because I'm not finding the information of what company charged my card, then I have a feeling that they shared my information with somebody else, some other food company, because it was a food company that charged it again today. And I want it stopped, and I need
what
to know.
What kind of food company? Because we have a meal plan. Like, if you're trying, like,
a meal plan.
It gives you, like, recipes, weight loss tips.
Okay, well, I could go on my phone and tell you exactly what it said. It was food.com. I don't remember. But, okay, so the people that you guys handle through the call, I mean, you're a call center. I get that. You have nothing to do with any of this, or no control over it. So the 400 people that you are a call center for, are they just all email things? Are they legitimate companies?
They're legitimate companies.
Like they have a building and a president and a CEO and all that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so would you know then, seeing that you work for the call center, you probably don't, how I would contact any one of these 400 companies?
No, ma'am. They just have us assign over their billing. But if you would like to call back for management, I can leave your information and have your car returned back, and they can go more into details with the company that bills you.
I would love that, because I'm feeling like my credit card information was shared. And I just had to get a new card. It was literally last week, because somebody put a couple fraudulent charges on my card. And I just don't want to go through that hassle again. I just want to stop it from the other end. You know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am. Well, I can certainly have your car returned back into the good number, the 209-770-7477 number.
That's correct.
Okay, well, I'll go ahead and put a request in to have the car returned back to you. Again, your account is canceled out, Ms. Brenda, so there will be no further activity onto the account, and you will certainly see that refund credited back to your card.
Okay, I appreciate your time. And again, I'm not taking it out on you or meaning to take it out on you in any way, shape, or form. It's just very frustrating on my end.
Yes, ma'am. I understand.
Okay, Felicia, thank you so much, and they'll call me back tomorrow. And have a wonderful night.
You as well, Ms. Cruz, and thanks for calling customer support.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.